Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Got a DIYer on your list? Lowe's December deal drops to the rescue. Get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools. Lowe's, we help you save. Offers valid 12/4 through 12/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East Broad Street in Columbus.
Good morning, Coffee Bean.
How y'all doing out there? Oh, man. Grab your coffees right now because it's going to be a good, good day, baby.
It's going to be really, really juicy. Yeah, let's do a cheers.
Clank.
Roll the intro.
How you doing? How you feeling?
Here we go again.
Back to the same old grind.
Back to the same old bullshit ass podcast. Best podcast you've ever listened to. Guys, I'd like to apologize about my voice. It's completely almost gone. So that's why I have this raspiness to it.
But it's kind of sexy. It's always got that hot rasp.
Yeah, like, always. When I'm screaming the whole weekend, and I'm only screaming because I feel like I have to speak loud because that's just how I talk.
Yeah.
So I'm just constantly losing my voice. It sucks. And when I lose my voice, that's when I start getting sick. Because I don't know why that correlates with being sick.
I feel like you lose your voice and then you're like really, really angry for like the next 3 days and you don't want to talk or like do anything.
Yeah.
You're just like,
I'm
not doing anything until my voice comes back.
I do get real sour when I lose my voice, right?
It's just you like get really pissed.
It's because you're taking away literally all I have. All that I have. That's all. The only thing that I have about myself is that I talk, and when I talk, I'm loud.
Yeah, we teach Zane sign language. No matter what, he's gotta shut up.
But you know sign language,
I do
fluently. That's very impressive.
I haven't done it in a while, but I still know the basics.
You started because your grandpa,
my aunt and uncle,
are deaf or mute.
They're both deaf.
Deaf. Okay.
Yeah. So I picked it up because of them because I don't know. I thought it'd be fun.
And it's cute too. It's nice that you went out of your way to like...
I mean, like even like at just like family outings, like I hated not being able to...
communicate with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's really sweet. That's really cool that you did that.
All right, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Zane and Heath. Thank you for tuning in. Good Monday morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, before we continue, let's roll that intro, huh?
Hit it.
Good job, guys.
All right. Welcome back to our podcast. My name is Zane.
And I am Heath.
And this is Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Mm-hmm. Want to tell them why it's called Unfiltered? We do this every podcast.
We upload the same podcast from like the one before. They're like, I think I've heard this.
Because our intros are just going to get worse and worse. It's Zane and Heath.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
But we're on episode 3 now.
Woo! Oh. Huh.
Yeah, that voice is gone. Yeah,
that's the sound of my voice being gone.
Bear with them. It's going to be a rough podcast.
When it hit my high notes, it sounds like...
That's called club voice. When you hit the club all night and then you get home the next morning.
Would you say that's like the Ariana Grande high-pitched voice or like I'm nowhere near that?
I think it's more of like a negative.
It's like, it's what dogs hear.
Yeah, the whistle that we can't hear. Yeah. That's funny. How's your week been?
My week's been pretty alcoholic-y.
I saw the stories.
Yeah. Our week since we've last recorded was about like 5 days, but the last 2 days we went out, we had a lot of fun. What did we do? We went to Scott's coming out show.
Scott's gay?
He came out with his new album. So we went to that. That was a lot of fun. Let me speak. I know I fucked up.
That caught me so off guard.
Guys, Scott came out.
with an album.
It was supposed to come out much later, but I just ruined it. What else did we do?
I saw you dancing for like 5 hours straight. I don't know what that was.
Oh, yeah. So we went out. Well, I went out all day with Cody Co and their friends. We had a lot of fun. Me, Matt, and Tata went to that. And then after that, we met up with...
Oh, my God. He was so drunk, he forgot I was there.
Hey, Heath was there. Well, you met up later and you were there for like, what, 10 minutes?
No, I did come late and I was there for like an hour, but...
An hour, just, well, 10 minutes, an hour, same thing. Yeah, we did that and then... And okay, shut up. Look.
Oh, was it 10 minutes to an hour?
Just asking how like, my week was, and I'm telling him how my week was. I'm sorry. Matt and Mariah, they are so judgmental.
We are being nasty.
Let me live. Let us discuss what happened this week. Because guess what? I know. And we're the first podcast out every week, so we need them to tell us what... Uh-huh. Or we need them to hear what we...
Go on.
Yeah, sound it out.
But yeah, you're talking about my dancing. I was dancing for 5 hours. So I was so bored when we were out. And I think I was just over it. I was really tired. But I know like Dave was out. Uh-huh. He needs footage. And he was like, you know, I'm going to push through it. And I'm going to give him what he signed up for. So I danced for 5 hours.
And hopefully he gets something out of it.
Apparently it was really good. I was really entertaining. Everybody was just like, everybody complimented me at the end of the night.
It's like a train wreck. You just like can't stop watching. You're like, it's going to crash sometime. Here it comes. You just can't take your eyes away.
No, I sweated everything I had. I actually bought 2 shirts throughout the night because I sweated them out. So I was holding a bag full of wet clothes the whole night.
Well, you also have a sweat problem in general.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. Guys, I can't eat. Like, I have to go through the day changing like 4 times because I just sweat.
He's like Lady Gaga.
And the house that I live in now, they like to turn their fucking AC to 85 degrees into the house. So I can't sleep at night. I can't breathe in the house.
Matt, can we confirm that?
Yes. It does get pretty hot.
It's very hot.
I try not to touch the AC.
And especially for someone like me. It's not good for me.
I know what's good for me.
All right, well, that's it for my week. How was your week?
Okay, I have huge news, guys. Some of you may remember, but I found Big Red. Guys, this has been something... 3 years in the making now, almost.
Big part of both of our lives, but mainly Heath's, because I feel like Heath has like some weird special attachment to
That was my girl. That was Big Red.
She really did have the smoothest side, right side, I'd say, because the other one was keyed all the time.
Yeah, but, don't call out her flaws. She was perfect.
She had little stretch marks on the side, but it's okay.
Tiger Scribes. That's character. But Big Red, some of you guys know that I moved out here with her, and you know...
Sorry, Mariah. Sorry.
I'm like jealous.
Right?
It just sounds like an ex-girlfriend.
No. It was my favorite truck in the world. I'm sorry, it was.
Yeah, you have all these side chicks. You got Mariah, the main one, but you got Big Red. You got Hurricane.
Oh.
You got the Raptor.
But you know, I got all my
you
little
have 3 cars now.
I know it sounds disgusting. I don't want to talk about it.
It's really bad. But hey, it's okay. So you like cars. It fits you because you love cars so much. It's like you're not using it to flex. You just
like the drive.
You really,
that's
really
all.
Like to. Yeah. To me, it's like your toys, your collection.
It is. It's my hobby.
Exactly. Like if I had 3 Lamborghinis, it wouldn't make sense. Now I'm just flexing.
Yeah.
It just doesn't fit me. But go ahead. Sorry. Take over.
So Big Red was our coffee talk mobile. We spent so much time, you know, riding around in it and getting coffee, filming videos. And it was just a huge part of my life and, you know, quite a few of our YouTube channels. But the truck was stolen a couple years ago.
It's a really sad story, actually. Because it was my fault. I didn't steal the truck, but it was my fault. I caused it to happen. So Heath and I used to live in an apartment where it was tandem parking. If you guys don't know what tandem parking, it's basically you get one spot, one lane, and you have to park as many cars there as possible. Whoever lives in the same apartment, you get like one lane.
Yeah.
So Heath and I would park in front of each other, and every time I wanted to leave, I'd have to move Heath's truck and then move my Jeep out and then put Heath's truck back.
But it's like playing Tetris with the car.
Exactly. So I would have his spare key in my Jeep, and one day I forgot to lock my Jeep, and you kind of know what happens from there.
So somebody snuck in underneath the I don't understand how, but it was a 6-inch by 4-inch little like opening, and she, you know, like octopus when you see like the little videos of like them escaping, like trying to get out of the boat, and they could like get into like a little hole like this. Literally, that's what the girl did. I don't know how she did it.
And you know, now they actually put a metal bar under it, which doesn't make sense because there's no way she got through that. It was so tiny.
I don't get it.
It makes no sense. But anyways.
But she got under and went into Zane's Jeep, found my key.
And you could tell how excited they were on the cameras.
How did you know she got under?
Heath was out of town when this happened, which is crazy because you were in, like, you just left.
What pisses me off the most is, yeah, I was out of town, but I also thought it was a fucking prank.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, ha ha, my truck's gone. Ooh, you got me.
I thought it was a prank, too. I thought Zane it was, too. And I had to go look at the security camera footage. I was like, wait, we know these people. And I kept looking at Zane thinking, like, he was, like, setting something up. But no, it was a full-on... It was a robbery.
Yeah, let's, let's talk about how you guys like tapped into the wires to get through to the security kit. It was like people trying to break into the White House. They like put like this headset on like a VR. And
so straight up, Matt in that garage, Matt and I went into that room that has all like the cameras and everything.
Yeah,
we got like a chair. We went up to the top where they would have all the wires and shit. And he did some weird magic shit.
I found a piece of paper that had like the password to get onto the database of all the security camera footage of the hotel or of the apartment complex. I like felt like I had like a degree in like home security after that whole thing.
I don't know how you did it, how you found that paper and just read it and just did exactly what it said.
It was because the IP address was like linked
up. You're losing us, Matt. You're losing
Matt is just way too smart. He's way too smart.
Well, I happened to the IP address and I just pinpointed it from the satellite location back down over here. And
it's not rocket science. It's easy.
That's exactly how I did it. You nailed it.
Very good.
I know, yeah. But I still feel bad because I didn't actually find Big Red.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, but
I mean, it was sad. It was really sad. And that was like what? We couldn't find it for 3 weeks until you got a call.
No, it was longer. It was a couple months.
Really?
That like went by that I had no idea.
Oh, we just thought it was a goner. Like it was torn apart, sold in different pieces. Imagine Big Red being torn apart, sold into pieces. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Here, go.
Easy there. I just got it back. No, I had no idea what happened. And the police finally called. They're like, hey, we found your truck. And I was like, oh, thank God, I can get my truck back. But I had already signed the title over to the insurance company. So they were like, ooh, sorry, there's nothing you could do. It's ours now. And I was like, I'll give you the check back. I don't fucking want the money. I was like, I just want my truck. And they're like, no, it's too late.
That's so unfair. Like,
so I had to watch my baby girl go to the auction block. And people are like, like betting on my truck. Like, that's fucked up.
And it's so, and you know what? She was probably thinking like, I cannot believe you would just sell me already. Awful. You didn't even spend time looking for it. This is the thoughts running through her head.
Well, it went to the auction for like $5,000 more than the company gave me
for it.
That's
fucked up.
So I was like, fuck. I didn't have the kind of money to go buy more than it was. Ugh, long story short, some guy got it apparently at the auction and had it for the last 2.5 years, literally down the street from here. I had no idea.
How'd you end up getting it?
Well, people will email me like different ads on Craigslist, be like, hey, look, it's Big Red. And I'm like, here we go again. Let me click. And it's not Big Red. Like, I know what my truck looks like.
Yeah, in the beginning, I got a ton of emails too. Like, girls like, I think I found it, but it was
2.5 years later, people are still emailing me trying to get this truck back because they know how much it means.
Yeah.
So I was always clicking them and I got one and I was like, wait, that looks like my truck. And I was like, this is the closest I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And like in the description, it said it had been stolen previously. And I was like, holy shit, this could be it.
It says that on the thing?
Yeah.
Really?
So it said it was stolen. And I was like, holy shit, like this could be it. So I emailed the girl back and I was like, hey, can you please send it to me? And she's like, oh no, it got pulled. Like the ad's gone. And she was like, honestly, I thought it might be a scam.
How long was it on like the site for?
I don't know. She just like saw it like a week or two ago.
Weird, and they pull it off the day you like looked at it. Yeah. That's crazy.
And I put it in the YouTube video, and somebody else saw it and was like, "Holy shit! Wait, I found it on OfferUp," and sent me the OfferUp link. And I was like, "Holy shit! This really looks like it."
That's crazy.
So I emailed the guy. I was like, "Is this still available? Can I come check it out?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's still available." And I was like, "Okay, cool. I can come by today and like look at it." And he didn't reply for hours, and I was sitting there. I was like, "Oh my god, fuck." Yep, it was a scam. It's gone. Finally, he emails me back. I'm like, cool, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Fucking head over there. And as soon as he opens up the garage, I'm like, holy shit, that's Big Red. And I bought it. I had to. I had to buy it.
I bought it. I got it.
I want it. I bought it. I got my truck back. What, baby, what's mine is mine, okay?
Did he feel bad like when you told him the story? I'm sure you told him the story of how like, it was stolen.
But was he
just like, you know what? I'm going to give it back to her. Was he just like,
Okay, wait. This is what's fucked up.
I can sell it to him for more.
I knew he didn't want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But then he also saw like, I wanted it so bad that he was like, I want what I want. Like, if you want it, you're going to have to pay my price. Yeah. And I was like, fuck it. You know what? I ended up getting a good deal. He wanted $18,000 for it. I ended up getting it for $14,500.
Okay, baby. Master negotiator.
You know, I do my thing. Heath
is the best at negotiating for cars. It's unbelievable. Mm. You should have your own business. Well, one day, going with people.
One day I'm going to own like a fucking... a car lot, like a used car lot. I don't care. Hold on. I love it.
And then negotiate those cars? Like, what does that have to do with you negotiating?
I just want to
have one.
Like,
just
buying, selling cars, doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
When he bought his Range Rover, I want to start a business where people hire me to go with them to negotiate on their behalf.
Yeah, you could do it. I think you'd be the best at it.
I do it for everybody's cars. Like, everybody's like, Heath, can you come with me to like buy my car? Because they know I can get the best price.
Yeah.
And like, imagine people who don't know much about cars. They're like, oh shit. And if I could save you 10 grand.
Yeah.
Or 5 grand or whatever it may be.
No, that's still, no, saving 5 grand, I feel like it's still a lot.
And
yeah.
You just give me 10% of what I saved you.
Yeah.
All day I'd do that shit.
But what if you don't save them money? What do you do then? Do you charge them an hourly rate?
Yeah.
Hourly rate. Yeah, no. Yeah, you gotta walk out with something,
gotta,
you know?
You know,
it has to be fair.
I gotta get my piece of the pie.
We probably shouldn't even talk about this business plan because what if someone else takes it?
Baby, ain't nobody can sell cars. Oh, yeah, ain't nobody can buy cars like me. Go ahead, try it.
You've helped me on my last three cars, and they've all been the best deals. My G-Wagon was the best deal.
Crazy
you manipulated
deal.
Him.
But I went into his brain. I was like,
you like, planted. I don't know what you did.
You know in like Game of Thrones when they could transfer into another body? Like I went into the salesman's body, typed in the price of the car, and then came back to bring it.
Heath made this guy believe that he was selling me a different car. But not the G-Wagon. It was a different car, and he ended up negotiating on that price.
Dude, it was
and
crazy.
We signed and he was like, hold on, which car was it again? Well, he's like, that car.
The guy comes back and I was like, so this is the price, right? And he looks at it and he goes, he looked at Zane and I was like, sign the paper.
He didn't even look at me. He went like this. He was like, sign the paper.
The guy knew immediately he fucked up and he was like, just shake my hand.
But we were there for like 9 hours.
Ooh, that's the way you play it, baby. You it's a waiting game. You gotta wait them out.
And it worked. And that was the best deal. Every time, like whenever people ask me about that car and how I got it, and I tell them that story, they cannot believe it because that price drop. It was dropped by like $30,000, right?
Crazy.
It was nuts.
Oh my!
I could not believe
it. I love that shit. I've gone with David to buy like. Sounds like, oh, like 10 cars.
David's bad. David is bad. He'll go and be like, I don't care. I don't care about the price. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Like, David, you can't do that. Just
with
bring
the BMW, he's like, dude, you don't have to get more money off. Like, that price is fine. I was like, no, if you could save money, just save it. Like,
their whole business is upcharging you by a shit ton, and you got to work your way down. Mm-mm. That's how they work. But David, you know, oh my God, he's so rich. It don't even matter.
Whatever's the quickest. He doesn't give a... Like, if it took me like an hour to work the price down, he'd just...
But really, though, time is money for David.
Oh, yeah.
Time is money. If he's wasting any time doing something that's not...
What is, like, Bill Gates, it takes... Like, if Bill Gates was walking and dropped $100 on the ground... It would be more beneficial for him to keep walking than for him to take the time to pick it back up. Right, Matt? Isn't that what it is? Like, he makes more money in the second it would take for him to bend down to pick up $100.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's really funny.
That's fucking crazy. But that's it for Big Red. It's back in the garage now where it belongs.
Yeah.
And
now it's sitting outside your driver right now.
Oh,
makes me really happy. And it smells. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of that smell still left on there.
Like a little tiny bit of like cigarette in the headliner.
It's too much gone though. You need to grab cigarettes, crunch them all up, and just spread around that car. Like
get
a wet towel and just fucking
right,
because
right.
We need that smell back. That's what made it so fun to be in there, you know? Moving on. We love Big Red, but
enough
we're
about
on.
Your truck. Okay. Your time to shine is gone.
So yesterday we were at David's house. And it was all of us. It was like most of the friend group. And David goes, let's do Vlog Squad spin the bottle. And at first we're like, no, that's right. And then all of a sudden it hit us and we're like, damn, that would be a good video. Imagine
that. That would break the internet. I feel.
Really
like
would.
Our friend group, like all making out with each other. That'd be
nuts.
That's like incest. That's so weird. Like we've all known each other for so long.
But at the same time, if. it came down to it, we actually played. I feel like our friend group would be the easiest to do it because we're so comfortable. It's about being comfortable with whoever you're doing it with, you know?
Who are you agreeing with, Heath?
so you'd be comfortable.
Oh, Mariah, you should see my old Snapchats, honey. Oof, we got a lot. But we won't show. We won't talk about it. That's for another podcast. But it was really funny. So everybody was willing to make out with each other, except for Jonah. Nobody wanted to make out with Jonah. Fuck. So Jonah's a friend of ours. He's Jonah.
He's Jonah.
His real name's Nick, though. But I forget his name is Nick.
I know.
That's so fucked up. That's fucked up that like we
for literally like
David was able to manipulate us.
A year. I thought his real name was Jonah. I had no idea it was Nick.
And it's really sad to think about that. Like, imagine your name was just switched by David and nobody knows your name anymore.
Because you look like Jonah Hill.
But he doesn't look like Jonah Hill. That's the whole thing. He doesn't even look like him. There's nothing about him that looks like him.
Oh, man. So
he's just big. That's why.
So the whole game didn't happen because if it came down to it and it landed on Nick, they wouldn't kiss him.
Yeah, that was really the main thing. But like Corinne was like, but look, I'm down to do one with like Jeff and Todd. And everyone's like, that shit is boring. And like we all know that's gonna happen. Nobody wants to watch that though. We need some juice. We need like Mike Sheffer in there.
Mike Sheffer is Matt's manager. Like that's so weird to think about. His manager just like making out with our friends. That's crazy.
But he was the first one. He was like, oh, yeah, that'd be good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had like his mouth spray ready to go. He's like cleaning his glasses. Like, let's get to it.
So for the bit, guys.
Jonah and Mike were the first one to be like, oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Isn't that funny?
But it never happened. But I feel like it's going to happen. It was set up where it's bound to happen, but I don't know who yet. But that's
David
really exciting.
Talk shit into existence. Like he'll just like mention it and be like, oh, wouldn't that be crazy? And he's like, yeah, it would be kind of crazy. Yeah. And it's going to happen now.
Because David's really good at just planting that seed in people's brains. Fucking, oh, I wish, why can't we do that? I feel like we're nice enough where people listen to us with whatever we want to do, right? But it's fine. We'll get there at some point.
It's like pulling teeth around here for us.
Getting anything done with anybody is like pulling teeth.
It's crazy.
Oh, that's why Coffee Talk was so good. It was so much fun.
Just me and you doing our thing.
We didn't have to drag anybody in there. And if we did, it was like very natural. Like it didn't feel like we were working, but not like this.
It's not like David taking an entire day full of fucking hiring policemen, getting a cop car, getting babies to be born.
I wish I had enough like motivation for that. I wish I could do that.
Like all of that in one day.
Nuts.
For a montage.
And he didn't even use half the bits that we filmed. Like that whole, remember when I was a photographer for those models? That was so cringy and he even put it in. Come on.
Well, yeah.
Was it actually a bad bit?
You were just like, it was so cringy. Like, that's probably why you didn't put it in.
Well, I did my best. I was like, that was my acting skills. Yeah. Fucking mad.
You squeeze your tits together.
I didn't say squeeze their tits together. I said, pump your chest out. I don't know. I said some.
What's the difference?
But I had to say, I was a French photographer who was kind of creepy. That was like my whole like character. I don't know. Move on. I don't like being.
It's funny when there's not a script for stuff. That's just what he goes.
Weird. David was like, "Be yourself." So that's what that's what came out. Oh,
interesting.
That's weird shit. Okay.
And the poor pizza guy. Let's talk
about
that.
That was crazy. Yeah, explain to him what the whole delivery idea was. So
basically, we ordered delivery pizza, and Zane was taking pictures of three models in bikinis in the living room. So it would be like the pizza guy delivering a pizza, seeing what's going on and like getting the reaction like, oh my God, three models, like pictures, whatever.
Trying to get this person involved in whatever we're doing and see how far they're willing to go.
So he's so uncomfortable. He walks in and Zane's like, yeah, pick up the pizza, put it in your mouth.
You look so good. Oh yeah. But I'm doing it like, I'm trying my hardest to do a French accent. You're making me sound really weird right now. I had to be a foreign photographer who was really creepy. That was my character. Stop it. Let's move on.
Okay, stop making me look like a pervert.
So we get the guy in. He's like, oh, we know what we need. He's perfect. We bring him in. He's in the middle of the photo shoot. It's three beautiful models that we're shooting with. And he's in the middle. He's like, feed him the pizza. So he's doing it, but he looks so uncomfortable. But not uncomfortable where he's like, oh, I don't want to do it. He was uncomfortable. We're almost like he was not supposed to be doing whatever
whatever he was doing.
Like, he looked like and it got to the point
where it seemed like he was about to hit me because I was like, put it in their mouth, and he wouldn't do it.
Well, he wanted to hit me. I kept saying, put it in her mouth.
He was holding a pizza. He was holding a pizza. Trust me. No, it was not. It was not weird. It was very like, it felt funny. It was more funny than weird at the moment. Yeah. And he wouldn't do it. And then he left. And Natalie said, because she was outside, Natalie said that his girlfriend was with him at that time.
Waiting, like, outside the house the entire time.
Why is your girlfriend with you when you're delivering pizzas?
Baby, you got a job.
You're working. What is she doing? But I bet you she will never trust him again. That's for sure.
Just imagine, like, it was like one time. Yeah. Like, he's like, no, baby, I just got one more pizza. Just come right along real quick. Like, and that's what she walks in on.
You know what would have been worse? If he did, like, he was like, no, baby, it's okay. You don't have to come. Oh, yeah. And she was like, no, I'm going to come.
They had like a dinner date afterwards. Yeah. He's like, no, it's okay.
But I felt like, and you know what? Like, none of them even went out there to stop him to tell him like what happened. I think they just left and that was it. I feel so bad. Like, I don't know what happened, but I know I feel so bad with whatever fight that happened after.
Oh, you know.
But I think David did say that he said he was a big fan, but he didn't show it at all. He didn't say anything. So I don't know like what really happened in that moment, in that situation. But
damn,
really funny. Crazy. That was really crazy though. But of course David gets that. David happens to get everything perfect to whatever he needs to get for his footage.
It'd be like that.
I need to breathe. Did you see? I was like, my I was Gary. I was trying to catch my voice.
All right, we're gonna take a quick little pause for an ad read. Do we have an ad read?
Nope.
No, we're not, guys. We're gonna keep this shit rolling.
No, I do have an ad read. I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have one. Hold on. Heath and I, we both do YouTube, and we have our own channels. Mm-hmm. So make sure to subscribe to both of our channels. Mine is youtube.com/ZaynHijazi, and Heath's is youtube.com/HGHusar.
There you go. Very good. But yeah, we post YouTube videos, and if you guys want to check those out, we also post the YouTube video format of this audio podcast on our joint YouTube channel as well. That's youtube.com/ZaynAndHeath. And if you guys want to watch that, we post those every Tuesday.
We also post Instagram pictures.
He's doing the full push. Here we go. Yeah. Sell it.
I'm kidding. If you want to find our Instagrams, then go find it, bitch. Go find it.
It's Heath Hussar.
And Zane. Oh, that feels good. Zane. Mm. Zane.
You are that
I was
bitch.
Able to get Zane.
Oh, what do you, Cher? Okay, relax.
It's her Cher.
No, I'm just saying, like, you only go by her first Beyonce now. Like,
I wanted Zane because I know I'm really the only Zane that's doing what we're doing. So it felt good getting Zane.
All right, guys. So that's it for our ad read. And let's get back to the podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
So it's been a week. I got to follow up. You know, I care about these things. How's your crush?
How's my crush with Natalie?
Yeah. How's that going?
It's been a week. Give me some time, baby. I got to let my emotions kind of like figure itself out, you know?
Did you ask her on a date yet?
No. Oh, no. It'll never get like that. Wherever it's at now, that's how it's going
to
be.
What do you think the closest to you dating her is going to be?
Her tapping me on the shoulder when she woke me up the other day.
That was it. Okay.
Yeah, that's like the closest we'll ever get probably. But speaking of that, back to the Vlog Talk Spin the Bottle night, which was last night. It was really funny what was happening because we're all talking about because everybody wanted to play the game, like, oh, make out with Natalie, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, yeah, let's do it. And Matt was the only one that was like, you know what? I'm not that interested in Natalie. And everyone's like, excuse me? Like, everybody was just really
Everybody got really offended for Natalie.
Everybody got really offended for Natalie.
Like, no, I'm not kissing Natalie. No, me kissing Natalie? No, I'm not going to do that. And everyone was getting like, really like, wait, what? And it was really pushing
Like, it
Natalie.
Seemed like something had happened previously that like...
Why wouldn't you kiss Natalie? And like, meanwhile, Corinna's like, oh, I don't want to kiss Jonah. No way. And I'm like, well, if Corinna kisses Jonah, then I'll kiss Natalie.
That's terrible. Oh,
and we all thought Matt was using reverse psychology to get Natalie into
Well, you know what, Matt? Well, I don't want it. Like, you know what? Well, let's just do it then if it's so bad.
And so I saw that was happening. I was like, damn, that was smart, Matt.
Yo, you're like, fuck. Yeah, I don't want to kiss her neither.
At that moment, because I was sitting next to her, I started moving like further away from her just to let her know I wasn't interested either. Uh-huh. Maybe that would work. But it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't get anywhere. But
So you thought what I was doing?
I think it's crazy that you don't find Natalie attractive at all. It just doesn't make sense to me. There's nothing bad about her.
She's an attractive woman.
She's so soft.
But I don't have to kiss her.
She's Mormon. What did she say?
No, she's attractive. Like, but I don't have to kiss Natalie.
Well, he's being nasty.
You are. Oh, nasty, nasty, nasty. Huh?
Oh, so this is just nasty, but like, oh, so nasty that Corinna's saying no to Jonah.
What?
I mean, obviously I'm being overdramatic, but Natalie is like really sweet. I feel she has the best intention for everything that she's doing.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Really good heart. But Matt, there's something that Natalie does something, I feel like Matt doesn't like. I don't know what it is.
That's what I'm saying. There's something that's happened before.
I know that Matt, there's something. What is it?
I think he tried to make a move on her previously and she denied it. So that's why he's like, you know what? I wouldn't kiss you anyways.
Are you not into brunettes?
No, I'm into brunettes.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's wrong with Natalie?
So Natalie is completely defined by her hair color.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not into Natalie.
I just know because every girl that you've been with, I feel like she was blonde. So I thought it was like a hair color thing.
Every girl I've been with has been blonde.
Most.
I got one.
What?
One. Just because it's the most recent.
What?
His little Mexico mystery girl.
I love Mexico girl.
She's French, not Mexican. We just happened.
I'm saying you guys went to Mexico.
Okay,
that was cute though. I thought it was really cute. I love those little like those shots. And he purposely went around so you didn't see her face. So it left it a big mystery behind who this girl was.
So mysterious.
I definitely after seeing those.
Look at him. Right. Woo! He getting riled.
He's sitting there. He's like, "We're gonna cut this, right?"
Hey, you guys want to move on to a different topic? Because.
Baby, you tune into Zayn and Heath Unfiltered. That is what you're going to get. Some unfiltered, uncut, raw content.
So who is she? So who is
she? Hey, we don't need to go that far, okay? But who was she? Because we all like to know. But anyways, it doesn't matter. It was a girl that he's met and he brought it to Mexico. I think it's really cute, whatever.
It was Natalie this whole time. That's why he didn't show the face.
He didn't invite me. He invited this girl, which I don't, you know, I think that's kind of rude and weird. That you'd invite me instead of this girl, but
it was a wedding. I needed a wedding date.
Last time I went to Mexico was when I was 13. Okay,
you never asked me if I wanted to go to my cousin's wedding.
Sure, why not? I don't care.
I'm sorry, Zane. I didn't take you.
It's
to Mexico.
Fine. It's whatever.
You still haven't taken me to Japan, so.
Oh, okay. We didn't need to get there.
It just gets quiet. Now, do we cut that silence?
No, we actually. Let's all right, guys, that's it. Let's get to our ad read.
Somebody give us a read.
No, let's actually talk about the Japan situation. So I surprised Matt with Japanese tickets. I mean, tickets to Japan because Matt has always wanted to go to Japan and we all also want to go to Japan, but it hasn't worked out. We wanted to do a trip. It was a boys trip. And it was going to happen, and Todd and Scott backed out. Ooh. So that's why we couldn't go anymore. So for everyone asking why I haven't taken Matt to Japan, it was going to happen, but these two boys backed out.
We had the flights. We had the hotel. Everything was good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Zayn, you lied to me, though.
How did I lie to you?
But you didn't admit it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, you're right. I did lie. And I never lie. You know me. I don't lie. I don't like lying.
Wait, what did I lie about?
I don't remember what the lie was.
The lie was that we couldn't go because the brand fell out. Like it was a brand deal that was going to send us and they backed out. And so I was like, oh, bummer. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we're not going. And then like 2 months later, Zayn reveals the truth.
It's because I didn't want you to get mad at them. Yeah. And I didn't want you to get mad at me for canceling because... Like, I didn't want you to feel like you were not enough.
No, I understand.
Like, if we're going to go to somewhere like Japan, I do want it to be like us, you know, like all of us. And I know it's your trip.
We need a boys retreat.
Exactly.
We haven't had one yet. We're going to go. But then there's always like an earthquake in the headlines.
Exactly.
And I'm like, uh-oh, Zane's going to see this. The screenshot's coming.
No, and you know what? It did happen. I think it was like 2 weeks after we were supposed to go. It did happen. There was like an earthquake and like a tsunami warning and shit. Imagine that happened when we were there. I would lose my shit. When it comes to natural disasters, I fucking freak out.
We know the
out.
First thing you'd be doing is grabbing your camera. Like,
No. That's like that. Dave would do that. I would never, like, I'd be way too scared to, like, do anything but run.
Yeah.
Just fucking hide
David
and run.
David would be out there, whoa! Like, go run over there. Go look.
No, the length that David wants to go for shit to happen to him is crazy. Like, we were, the whole cop car bit that he did at his house for the video, he almost wanted the cops to just, like, break a wall or, like, go through a wall just so he has it.
He was like, don't stop driving.
And I was in the bathroom recording one of the bits. I was like, dude, he's going to run right through this bathroom and kill me.
Everything can be fixed. Everything can be repaired.
Yeah.
But content can't be replaced.
Nope.
No, but yeah, when we spray painted his car, his Ferrari, he wanted it to be real.
Yeah.
Like that, like if Sony spray painted my car and I found out it was fake, I'd be like, oh, thank God. He was like, it's fake? Fuck. All right, well, now I don't have anything.
Yeah, he was really bummed that it was fake. And I felt so bad doing it. I hated doing that. That was like the worst thing I feel like we've done together. Yeah. Like, I really didn't like that.
It felt like
we were ruining his car.
I know.
And honestly, I didn't really know if it was going to come off or not. Because what if it was like a bad batch? Like, it was like fake spray paint that we'd be like, what if it was a real one? And we just like fucked his Ferrari up. Like, what would we do?
But
he
would have
loved that. He would have actually loved that. So
would have been happy.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, you have a game you wanted to do with us, right?
I got another little game for you guys.
Here we go.
So Zane, you guys kind of asked me I should gather up some would you rather questions.
Yes.
And I hope these are good questions. I'm going to be so upset if I disappoint y'all.
But you know, Matt's is going to be like, would you rather read a book or certainly it'd be some bullshit we want to hear. So but Matt, we hope it's good ones.
Zane was like, oh, make him nasty. I'm looking up nasty.
Well, not nasty. I was like, this is Zane and Heath unfiltered. So we're willing to go the extra mile to like make it like raunchy.
Yeah, we could talk about it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then this is the first one right off the bat.
We'll hit
it. Would you rather have 17 normal sized testicles or 2 testicles the size and weight of coconuts?
Oh, fuck.
Whoa.
I feel like they're equally the same size.
17 is a lot. So, like, imagine just 17 under you. I feel like what are the little rashes you get on your thighs? What are those called?
Chafing?
Chafing. I feel like chafing would be just a normal thing that happens to you.
That's why we need Matt. We lose words like chafing. If we didn't have that, I would have been
our dictionary, our thesaurus, yeah. Our Google.
Amanda, book an appointment with a brain doctor.
I would say they're roughly about the same size. If you have 17 or if you have one big ass one.
That's true.
I would say the 17, that way you could like morph them. You could squish them and like
I was saying the same thing
combobulate them however you want.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can like pin them in some way, you know? Like you grab like 7, you put them one way.
Tuck 3 in the
back.
And then
you tape it. They'll figure out a way to like make it work. But you can't make 2 huge ball sacks work.
Yeah, those are
you'd have to surgically like-
In the way.
Yeah. So yeah, 17 testicles.
Debunked, Nick.
Debunked.
Okay, some of these are nasty. Okay. Would you rather never use an electronic device ever again or
the other one
have additional irremovable taste buds in your anus?
Hold on.
Tell it.
Taste buds. So every time you like poop, you taste it.
Taste buds
in your butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
You can deal with that?
Never use an electronic device.
Yeah, this podcast is over.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait, no, it's you.
iPhone or eat my shit. I'm going to eat my shit every day.
That reminded me of the scene in the Help movie.
Where she makes the
shit pies for all those.
Eat my shit.
Okay. What a powerful scene. Oh,
great movie.
Would you rather your food always be too hot, as in you'd never be used to it? It's always too hot, or have no knees.
That's a really, really good one.
Have no. Okay, so how do your legs work? Like, I'm trying to figure out what it would be then. Oh, it just goes.
You're constantly like doing that.
You'd be like Barbie.
How hot are we talking here? Are we talking
you'll never get used to it. It's always too hot.
No. 100%.
That's awful.
It's too hot. It's too hot.
No, it's easy. 100% no knees. 100%.
Really?
You need to eat to survive. Like, what? Like,
But I'd be sick of having to explain to people like why I'm walking around so funny, rather than like I could keep it the opinion to myself.
Yeah, yeah, but you could be like the cool robot in the group, you know, the.
You could.
Oh, hold on, you have your elbows, all right? Or no elbows? No elbows.
You can't have your elbows. The people listening to this are really getting.
I would go. Fuck. I'd go with the food being too hot.
I don't think that's smart.
I mean, because.
Zane will be walking you into won't a be, restaurant. Guys. Like, glad I didn't go with the other thing.
Do you know what too hot to eat means? It's too, like, it's gonna burn your insides every time you put it in your mouth.
Like, you know when the roof of your mouth starts peeling after you eat something?
It's gonna get like that every time you eat. You eat like, what, 3 times a day? What are you gonna do? You're gonna burn your mouth off?
I'm just thinking about my legs are crossed right now. I'd be sitting here like this.
And you know what? It's silly. It's silly, but like, if we really had to choose,
but you could never
knees
run.
Would be the smarter option.
Well, you wouldn't run.
Zane doesn't run anyway.
Exactly. Maybe I'll get those arms in shape.
Okay. Would you rather your father become a potato or potatoes slowly become your father?
Oh, shit. Hold on. They're both the same because they're both going to end up being potatoes.
No, one's a potato that becomes your father.
But your father's now a potato, correct?
Would you rather father become a potato or a potato slowly become your father?
They both seem like they end up potatoes in the end. Like
I'm saying, would you rather your father become a potato or a potato slowly become your father?
It's the father portion.
They're switching. They're not both potatoes.
Oh, so obviously potato slowly becomes your father then. So you end up having your father in the end, right?
But does the potato like still stay a potato? You're just convinced.
That's
it's
my
your
question. They both seem like they're still potato. You can make that laptop or you can make that rock your father. It's still a rock though. Okay.
So
I'm trying to understand the question.
Get your dad back, so the potato.
I want my father. Whatever ends up being a human, that's what I want. So whichever.
Yeah, but then your whole childhood, you got a potato.
Your dad drops
drops you off at school, like preschool. You're like pulling up in the car line.
It's like Mr. Potato Head.
Zane's like FaceTiming his dad. He's like, "Hey, Dad, assalamu alaikum." We're looking over, and just a potato. On the other line.
Did you guys see Zane get dropped off? Yeah, was his dad a potato?
we're like, oh, let's see. And we look over Zane's shoulder and there's just a potato on the other
side. It's Zane at T-ball. He's playing up in the stands. Is just a potato sitting there. Just
and
like
my
watching.
Stepmom is next to him wearing a scarf around the potato. By the way, guys, my dad, and my son, they're Muslims. They're Muslims, so they're Arab. They wear a hijabi. They wear scarves. I'm sweating more and more. I'm sorry. Can you towel me, Amanda, please?
I can't believe we have a towel girl for our podcast.
I know. We pair well, too, huh? We pair pretty good to be a towel girl.
It's okay. We're just going to cut this part out.
Amanda, cooling seats for the couch. Thank you.
Matt, okay. What else did we have for that?
Yeah, what else do we got?
Would you rather win $50,000 or let your best friend win $500,000?
100% let your best friend win $500,000 because you could tell him what you decided and you just split that money.
Yeah. Good. If he's actually your best friend, he'd help you out.
Yeah. And if he was your actual best friend, you would just let it happen too. Yeah. Either whether you split it or not.
Okay.
So.
That's a good answer.
I mean, it's a better win.
Yeah.
That's true. Because we do like pay a lot of stuff for each other anyways when we go out and everything. Yeah. So it is.
I think we'll come back around.
It will.
I just want to see Heath though, like getting $500,000. I want to see the look on Zane's face after he's got a Lambo and then $500,000. Zane will be like,
Hold on, wait. Do we get to tell the other person about this, like what happened?
Yes.
It's like, okay, now you can't tell the other person what happened, how they got the 500. Would you still do
it? So like if Matt came to me and was like, "Listen, Heath, I'm going to give you $50,000. You can take it. Or if you don't take it, I'm going to give Zane $500,000.
But you cannot tell him that you picked that. Like, we're just going to give it to him.
Ooh, now that's
tricky.
It interesting.
It's stupid. Like, oh, all right, so I'll do the $50,000 and split it with you. But now it's like you're missing out on $450,000.
I take the $50,000. Fucking why, man?
I'm trying to. I'm trying to like see the best way possible, but no, that seems like the best way possible.
Yes, Bubba.
Have you ever seen the movie The Box?
Yeah. Oh, you told me about
Cameron
that.
Diaz.
Yes.
Never seen it.
So this guy shows up to their house with a box, and he tells them, "If you push this button, your family gets $1 million, but somebody in the world dies. Mm. Or I could just move on to the next family and you have nothing.
You know what's crazy? Like, 90% of the people in this world, I feel like, would do that. Yeah. So fucked up.
Yeah.
No, no.
How many times can I hit the button?
Why are you making me seem like I'm selfish? We'd all do it. No. Actually, I would never do that. That's crazy. You're like ruining it. It's not one person's life. You're ruining everybody around this person's life too.
It's a stranger that dies. Yeah. They don't know the person.
But somebody also dies every 4 seconds, or I don't know what the statistic is.
What if it's an old person?
That's awful. Imagine you knowing your grandpa just got killed because some asshole pushed a button.
Then I'm gonna go to him and say, "You just got a million, right?
So
give me half."
Okay, you know what?
The old man's like, "Huh?" This is probably the last one. Okay. Would you rather be very beautiful and have diarrhea forever, or very ugly and safe from diarrhea for the rest of your life?
Beautiful with diarrhea.
Wow.
Very beautiful with diarrhea, or no diarrhea.
You're ugly.
And you're ugly.
I mean,
diarrhea ain't that bad, really. I mean,
we're already ugly with a lot. We're already ugly with no diarrhea.
We might as well.
So let's try the other one and see how it works for us.
I'll pick number one.
Okay. Yeah, number one seems, yeah. I feel like I diarrhea like at least once a week, you know? So it's not that bad. It just happens every day.
Would you rather be a strawberry with human thoughts or a human with strawberry thoughts?
Strawberry with human thoughts.
No, but you're gonna get eaten in like what, 2 days? I was thinking somebody that has strawberry thoughts. Jonah.
Jonah has strawberry thoughts.
Yeah. What's he thinking? Just strawberry thoughts. Yeah. Don't mess with
this. Sounds so sweet though. Like, how's Zane? I haven't heard from him in a while. Oh, he's good. You know, he's just having strawberry thoughts.
Imagine having strawberry thoughts and your dad's a potato.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
That's enough strain on my brain. I don't think I can make any more choices.
Very stressful. I've never been more stressed out like that in my life.
Oh, my God.
Imagine, like, it actually happened, though. That would be fun. Daddy is a potato, strawberry thoughts. Mm. $500K to my best friend's account.
I'm picturing like strawberry thoughts, like, like
just saying like
it's just like some summer girl. She's like,
hit it. Mariah's doing old school scene poses.
Oh
right
yeah, this is what girls in middle school look like when they took pictures.
Oh.
I love that shit.
Guys, you guys have to tune in right now to the video format to see this.
I forget that the audio people cannot see this shit.
Y'all are missing out.
If you guys want to listen to it, that's cool. But you should watch the video form because that's when shit gets popping and crazy.
Please make sure to leave a review on the podcast app. I think that's all we got for our podcast today. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Hope you guys have an awesome Monday morning. And
see you next week. It gets better every week, so tune in.
Oh my God, we're really doing this shit.
Love you. All right, we're going to take Big Red for a spin, so we'll holler at you guys next week.
Baby, we're almost at that fourth episode.
After fourth, goodbye.
That's it. All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye, we love you. Bye.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and espresso martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.